The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
I think, first of all, my experience in Seattle was one of a kind. 10 years, I couldn't imagine those years not being in my life and how special they were and how many games we won and how many amazing thrillers and just the Super Bowl we won and everything else. So I'm going to think about all those memories and everything else and the joy of that and the gratitude of that. And then also, we got a football game to play, so I'm excited to just get out there and play again.
I'm just getting Russ ready for tonight.
That's your responsibility.
Gonna be.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be booze tonight.
You talk about, I sit back. Paxton Lynch sits back in amazement at the smear campaign that has been going on since March in Seattle.
Yeah, you know what? We can't hold a candle.
No way.
Paxton Lynch smear campaign can't hold a candle.
Oh.
To the overall just malfeasance.
Ah. He's a declining quarterback. He's lost his mobility. He's got too much of an entourage. He's gotten too big for his britches. He's got his corny videos, and we don't want to pay him the salary we're going to have to pay him. Blah 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 blah. We love Drew Lock.
Good luck with that.
Wow. So hey, it comes full circle tonight, and. So you asked the question right before we went to break. Mark a little under the weather. He did not get his reps during the preseason.
He
jumped right into the regular season.
I'm blaming Chad Brown.
You're blaming Chad?
Yeah.
Why?
Chad Brown.
But Chad didn't bring me on the 9 News telecast.
Oh, yeah.
So you get a couple of reps there.
Get you calloused.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. File that away for next year. You need to get some preseason reps in. You tried to jump right into the regular season.
I didn't do any one-on-ones.
You look like Sean McVay's Rams.
Right, I did.
Or Matt LaFleur's.
I did no one-on-ones.
Packers.
You know what? I went with the, I don't like to say it, but I went with the Nathaniel Hackett theory.
Yes, you did.
But you're going to hear, wait till you hear me in December.
Air high five.
When you hear me in December, you're going to be like, wow, that guy sounds good.
I'll tell you what. Man.
He sounds fresh. His voice sounds fresh.
He sounds real fresh for week 17. Oh, my goodness. So you asked the question, who has the advantage, Pete versus Russ or Russ versus Pete? Wow. I gotta think that the coach has the advantage. The coach knows the players' strengths and weaknesses inside and out, probably more so than what... especially since it's week one, and Seattle's had all summer to prepare for this. Sure, Russell Wilson has a sense of what Seattle and Pete Carroll's all about, but, you know, they could throw in some wrinkles that, might catch Russ a little off guard.
I tell you what, I just really think that they're going to do their damnedest to have tons of dudes in the line of scrimmage. Take away first down runs, run blitz, get you behind the chains, and then say, this is where Russ, don't bite on double moves, guys.
Yeah.
Press, let's disrupt routes, and let's make Russ beat us throwing the football.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. Their game plan is to make Russell Wilson beat him.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
You're going to sound great in December. Nick, that's awesome. Next on the Morning Brew.
Start a pass, looking left, holds the ball, throws left, and that ball is intercepted! Intercepted for the third time today. Bryce Callahan, welcome to the Chargers.
Ah, Bryce Callahan. Why can't we get players like that?
Yeah.
Hey, Bryce Callahan went healthy. Enjoy him, Chargers. Because he'll be hurt by week 6. Get the most out of him you can right now. So in the AFC West, no surprise, we saw the Chargers win that game 24-19. Not the pyrotechnics that we thought it would be. But how about Kansas City? Apparently the reports of Patrick Mahomes' demise were a bit premature. Tyreek Hill? Who needs Tyreek Hill? We don't need no stinking Tyreek Hill. Patrick Mahomes, 30 of 39 for 360 yards and 5 touchdowns. Hey, might want to just slow down the Josh Allen runaway MVP train. Patrick Mahomes sending a message. I'm still here.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine. And I will tell you this. Play design. Watch Andy Reid, the play design, and watch the, I don't even know how many carries they got, but Edwards-Helaire looked really good. I just think there's going to be, I think there's going to be far more balance from this offense, and it's going to lead to Patrick Mahomes having a Kansas City winning the division and Patrick Mahomes having an MVP season.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Stay fair.
Take a good look. You won't see this one for long. C.J. Crone. Wow. That was concourse.
The dugout looking, trying to figure out if this thing stayed in the yard.
Dick shot.
Oh, the biggest dick shot in Rockies history. Coors Field history. Well, a tie now. C.J. Crone. 504 feet the other night. Way out in left field. I mean, just a moonshot. 504 feet ties Giancarlo Stanton for the longest home run ever at Coors. But we've had some bombs lately. You had Ryan McMahon went 495 a little while ago. Christian Yelich went 499 last week. And then CJ Crone, 504.
Five? They don't like to do that. They don't like to throw the 500s in there. That's not something that they don't, you know, that the estimation. I think it's just because it's not accurate, is it?
I don't know. You don't think they can triangulate and...
Well, here's the thing about...
Velo and...
The baseball...
Launch angle and...
Baseball people hate it when you get close to records that they can't quantify, right?
Right.
They don't want to move forward with the game, although it looks like they're moving forward with bigger bases. Just feels like one of them big clown hats to me. Them big, gigantic bases. Like, everybody on your team can stand on the base and take a team photo.
You can lay down on those things.
Yeah.
Take a little nap.
Hey, Chris Bryant can't.
No.
He'll be out for freaking the season if he lays
probably,
on one of them
he's
bases.
He's probably going to have to figure out, where exactly am I going to step on one of these bases? You don't want to step on the edge. You don't want to step in the middle.
Oh, shoot. That big, giant base, that's just more ankle to twist.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Gets it on first down. Breaks a tackle at the 40, 35, 30, middle of the field. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Air Force! Brad Roberts, his third touchdown of the afternoon.
Air Force Radio. So I got to be careful how I say this because Air Force does represent Colorado football. Okay, so good for the Zoomies, but... What's going on with the two flagship franchises, CU and CSU?
Not good.
As bad as maybe it's ever been around here in the state of Colorado when it comes to those two.
What?
CU gets blown out at Air Force. CSU gets blown out at home by Middle Tennessee State. Come on, man.
Don't play intramurals, brother.
Yeah. I'm suddenly pining for the days of Dan Hawkins.
God. What was the score?
Yeah, we have to pass the Jays.
44-17. Is that what the score was?
It was 47-10.
It's time. You got to change the mantra.
Well, you know what?
If, you got to change the mantra.
If you have standards, whatever you want to say about Nebraska, they just decided, hey, we've got a certain standard that, you know, maybe it's unrealistic anymore, but we still believe we have a standard. And... what's happened at the early part of this season was enough to get Scott Frost fired. He's gone. So, you know what? If you have a standard at CU that you're going to claim that you cling to,
yeah.
you can't continue on with Carl Durrell. You can't.
There. But who then? If you're not going to, if you don't have the money to pay assistant coaches and to do the, who? Who takes over that program?
Well, you were actually smart enough to recognize something in Mel Tucker. But, you got to go find that kind of a guy and then somehow hope that, you know, he'll stick around for a few years.
Because he likes sunshine?
I don't know.
Look how beautiful Boulder is.
Yeah, exactly. Look at those.
You know what else is?
Look at those flat irons.
Yeah, well, you know what else is more beautiful than Boulder? Michigan State and an extra $11
million. That's right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every... 41 to 10 was the final in that one.
41 to 10.
Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.